All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Save your tears for another day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Maddie, I put something on our prep sheet for you to look at, and I didn't get a chance to tell you. Tickets for Alice in Winterland. Thank you so much. Whew. I just realized because I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, damn, I really need him to have that. That's a thing I want him to have.
I love this show.
And it isn't treat yourself a round of sausage.
It's always treat yourself a round of sausage in my book all day long.
Alice in Winterland is sold out, you guys. So this is the only way to get tickets. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets are sold out, and now's your chance to win a pair and be in the running for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. This hour's code word is joy. J-O-Y, joy. Take the word joy and text it to our contest line 20357, and you'll be in the running to win these tickets and possibly front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. Super fun. It's our big holiday party. We really want you to be there. So all you have to do is text joy, J-O-Y, to 20357. It's pretty simple.
Thanks.
And we're doing it all day. So keep listening. Every hour we'll give you a new code word and you can enter once again.
We want winners.
We want winners. So, Vincent.
Yeah.
I really want you to buy me a Batmobile. This isn't just any Batmobile, by the way. This is that tumbler. This is the one from the Dark Knight trilogy.
You know, I got my eye on this hybrid Honda Civic.
Yeah, but look at this, though.
Because I don't know how much longer the car I've been commuting it. Do you realize, oh my God, is it really that much money?
Yeah. They're only going to make 10 of them. So I need you to do this quickly.
So this car is $3
million. It's a $3 million and it's not built yet. That's the one that's built. And it's $2.990 million.
Is this a bit? Is this an Elon bit?
No. So, it isn't street legal. It comes with all kinds of stuff. You can actually drive this thing. This is a life-size replica of the Tumbler Batmobile. It's the one, it has like, the wheels all seem to be out the front and out the back, but it's kind of compact. It almost looks like it could roll over, but it's not. I'm not talking about like the motorcycle, because that's the first thing I thought was like, was he on like a three-wheeler at some point that could kind of roll? I don't know.
Well, he had that one motorcycle with big, wide wheels. Yeah. Remember that one?
That's what I was picturing, but it isn't. It's definitely a Batmobile. It's a two-seater. That's the front and rear view there.
10 limited editions. Well, they'll sell every one of them. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's probably, you know, between Seinfeld and Jay Leno and other big shots.
Right.
They're lining up to... They might already be sold if they're only doing 10.
You'd think they'd, well, I suppose. Here's the thing. This website that I'm actually looking at is called Wayne Enterprises, and it also has all kinds of properties. And it's like, oh, for $150,000, you can spend a week at this castle in wherever it is. It's in the, hit the Wayne Enterprises on the left, and then it gives the list of stuff. It's like properties or something. I don't know. Anyway, they've got all kinds of ways to get your money out of you.
So a company has somehow licensed.
Yep. Oh, there's the tall Wayne Enterprises.
What's his name again? Batman's name. What is it?
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. There it is.
So yeah, but isn't that it? Isn't that like the family's company, Wayne Enterprises?
Yeah.
Bob Wayne.
Right.
Weird.
Plastic looking, terrible looking plastic sunglasses for $560. It's the cheapest thing on here. There's a regenerative skincare set, $1,400. Oh, okay, thanks. Anyway, this Warner Brothers is behind this whole thing. They're selling 10 replicas of the so-called Tumbler.
There it is, though. That's the corporation behind it all. Right.
Oh, my God, look at that piano. It looks like a weird desk. Mm. That's terrible. Nobody buy that, please. It's ridiculous. So these cars will be drivable. They are not street legal. They're 15 feet long, 9 feet wide, and they weigh about 5,500 pounds. They're two-seaters with a, you tell me if this is good. You're the engine guy. or engine guy adjacent. They're two-seaters with a 6.2-liter, 525-horsepower engine that delivers 486 foot-pounds of torque.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's fast.
They have a smokescreen delivery system.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Imitation gun turrets. Don't worry. Imitation gun turrets. You can definitely get those retrofitted, replaced. And jet engine simulation, but no flames. The bodies are made from Kevlar, carbon fiber, and sheet metal fiberglass. Since there's only 10, you do have to submit an application. Once you've paid the money or deposit or whatever, it's about 15 months.
Okay, well.
There is tons of overpriced merch here and overpriced like vacation stays and stuff. It's so silly. It's like such some really, oh, is that a robot? Can I buy a robot? That looks like a fun robot. Mm. It's just its hand, but I'm guessing I want that. I don't know.
Ordering cars it feels like the thing you would never do, except that Tesla came along and now it's the thing you do.
Yeah, I've ordered a car.
You order a car.
And they bring it to your house. And then there's a guy there with a clipboard and he goes, all right, let's take a minute. You got a minute? Because we're going to go over this car.
Christina ordered a car and then when it came, she goes, there's no sunroof in this thing. And I was like, you ordered it. What? I thought all cars had sunroofs. I'm like,
oh.
So she went, I'm not taking that.
She rejected it.
Yeah. Oh, they sold it in 2 seconds. This was during whatever, 2 years ago, like coming out of the pandemic. It was like, they went, you don't want it? We'll put it on the lot and double, like, I don't think they double the price, but you know.
Sure, they give that a little mark. Like, yeah, we mark actually have one.
Yeah, right here in stock. Right.
No sunroof, though. So did she order another one with a sunroof?
We couldn't order another one, but we found another one, and it does have a sunroof. And I actually was in the car when she used the sunroof, and I went, all right, well, if you actually use it, I have one on my car.
A sunroof?
I never, ever, ever touch those buttons. Ever.
We have a sunroof on our old car, the same, you know, the, I don't know, what is it, a Toyota Highlander. But we also have a ski top on there. So there's no, you can open it all you want. There's no.
Some air could get in, but you don't have a view.
Yeah, there's
no.
There's,
yeah, I don't bother with it.
I don't want that. I actually, even when we didn't have the ski compartment on top, I would just keep the thing closed. I don't want the sun shining on me. I'm trying to get away from the sun at all times. Stop shining on me, son.
It's working. Look how pretty you are.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Oh, my God. I was reading.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is so dumb. Let me see if I can find this because I was cracking up.
Is it the sausage thing? Because that's super funny.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
What?
No.
Oh. It's still funny.
Even I know it.
It's still funny.
All right,
His disappointment in himself makes me so happy.
Like, oh,
I just did that, didn't I? Damn it.
That's a guy. Maybe you saw it. Monday night's Wheel of Fortune. That guy.
I feel him. You have surges. I've never done, I've done plenty of dumb crap, but so I take that all back. Tons of dumb crap. But you have a surge of energy, you go for it, and then you really do go, what was I thinking? Wow. And in front of everybody. Mm. Ah, painful.
So this reminds me of the thing where I just said I don't want any sun on me anywhere.
Yeah.
I saved this story for you.
Oh.
And I'm going to have to dance around this.
Oh.
These were, times that celebrities gave us too much information. And I think it's a BuzzFeed thing. Let me see. Yeah, it's BuzzFeed. Of course it is.
Okay.
So it's just things that have been revealed by them that you're like, I didn't need to know that. But I thought you might like this one. Shailene Woodley likes to sun her... where the sun don't shine.
Woman area or?
Yes. The whole area. The area. Just like, let's get some sun
front
on that.
And back.
All those things. Like,
I agree.
Let's, you know, sit, you know, splayed.
Yeah.
She says, there's just nothing better than vitamin D.
I am in total agreement.
I knew that you would.
You have to be very careful.
Like when you say it on the air? Yes, I agree.
No, small doses. Mm. You know, the sun can be damaging. Like there's.
You don't want to fall asleep like that.
Right.
Because that would be a painful sunburn
to
get.
It's funny when. We were out recently, I think it would have been 4th of July. We were out at a parade and Trina was there and Annalisa was there.
Oh, your wife's friends.
Yeah. And everyone's hanging and it comes up about, you know, we're in the sun and we're all cooking and everyone's going, sunscreen, ah! And it comes up, the baby oil thing, and everyone has that, I don't know where the cutoff is, generationally speaking, but everyone of a certain age sat in the sun with baby oil on and cooked themselves. Mm-hmm. You're lucky if you didn't end up with skin cancer as a young person, even more so now with that history.
Oh, oh my God. We all did it.
Everybody. Just did cooked. You ever do that?
Yes, of course. And I put sun in my hair to make it
to orange. Make it orange. Yeah. Yeah.
You're already blonde.
I know, but I wanted to be more blonde.
Oh. Yeah. Do you have, is that your natural hair color?
It's my natural color, but it's not naturally colored. No, I'm pretty white. Like you see on the side here. It's all
oh, you're hair. Saying oh, you're that your hair is gray.
Oh, you dye your hair.
I do.
And you dye it blonde.
Yeah.
Wow, you really are Metro, aren't you?
No, I just...
yes, you are.
Botox, he dyes his hair. You dye your hair.
He puts his hair in that little peak every day like he's clearly using product, right?
I use product, yeah.
Well, no, I don't think... I think, you know, combing your hair doesn't make you Metro, but dyeing your hair does. Certainly.
Product. I don't know.
Botox
I'm just not aging gracefully.
Well, I mean, join the club. Like, who does?
Nobody's aging gracefully.
I just look in the mirror and just go, woof.
I just don't fight it.
But you didn't notice until I pointed it out. Right?
No, it doesn't.
No,
it
you're
looks
doing
natural.
A good job.
I thought it was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's still blonde in there, but there's a lot of white. It's hard being this good looking.
It is. It must be tough. It must be
real hard.
Do you want to hear some more of these?
Yes.
Do you?
Shailene Woodley tans her woman area. I love that story.
Hold on. Let me see, because I actually had.
That's not too much information, though. That's kind of.
Yeah, nice.
You don't think
super
so?
Hot.
That's nice to think about.
I love it.
All right. I'll do a couple more of these. Only because I mean, I saved them for you. Raven Simone. Do you know that chick?
I do.
Okay, she was. Was she?
Well, she's
she
so Raven.
Was, yeah. Well, she's well, so she's Raven.
Also,
but she was.
Isn't she
was
the little
a Cosby
girl from
kid.
Cosby?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She wasn't. Can't think of her name though.
It wasn't Rudy.
It was no. It was the one that came in to replace
Rudy. Yeah, there's a granddaughter, I think.
Yeah. Right. It was the. Was it the eldest daughter's kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that never was around.
Yeah.
Right.
She once soiled herself because she left the house too soon after a colon cleanse. I guess she'd given herself. I feel like if
why do we go too much TMI?
See what I said? Right in the title.
You know the difference between tanning your woman area and pooping yourself.
Well, then you don't want
I
these.
I know you know the difference.
You don't want these then.
Olivia okay. was the name of the character on the Cosby Show.
Oh, little Olivia. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Raven Simone, she pooped herself.
All right.
I pooped myself.
Yes, she did.
She even ruined a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes. She said they went in the trash. You just can't get that kind of thing out. Had to throw them out.
The poop went down into her shoes?
She ruined, yeah. That's okay. It's right in there that there's too much info. Jada Pinkett Smith's grandmother taught her how to get herself when she was 9.
That's a...
Kind of explains.
I mean, it's woman on woman, I guess, so maybe it's not. Is that too much? You tell me.
I don't like it. I feel like 9 is you're still so young. Like this, I mean, I don't know. I actually do feel like women need to be told what's going on down there. We really don't talk about it, but I don't know if I want my I would be so bummed out if my grandmother had said anything like that to me at 9 years old. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to. It's weird. You're old and bugging me.
I feel like I haven't heard her name in a long time, and
Jada?
It's been nice. Yeah. For a while there was just way too much Jada in the news and in my life. It's been nice.
I know. Jada will go away.
I mean, live your life. Just don't be in the news
all the time. Right. Meghan Trainor. Some of this we know. She had to tell us that her nether region is broken because of her husband is wielding quite a shillelagh.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't remember hearing that.
Also, they have a bathroom with side-by-side toilets.
That I remember. Yeah. She said, my husband's so big, I'm
broken down there.
So we don't do it anymore.
Oh, I don't know. Well, she didn't say that they don't do it.
He broke it.
She said, well, I mean, you broke it, you bought it. So.
Okay.
It's just that I guess maybe she can never divorce him because she'll be ruined for anybody else.
Oh, God, I'm jealous of that.
Don't be. I've heard this story before. Lea Michele, she was one of the stars of Glee. And her gay best friend is Jonathan Groff, and he'd never seen a lady bit, and so she showed him, and showed all the different places and the things.
Oh, that was probably fun.
And she even used a desk lamp so we wouldn't miss any details. Like, let's get right in there and show you all about it. And which is, I think, completely fine. But she didn't need to tell us all about it. That's what I think that they're putting forth here. Like, we didn't
need to
know.
You know what's interesting about that story is that he... Like, I am it's in me. Mm-hmm. It's not something I've, you know, earned. I didn't work hard for it. I am completely into women in every way. There's no way I could just be like, scientifically look at woman area and be like, yeah, I'm not hot for that at all.
Mm-hmm. It's why fine. You could never be. It's why I want a female gynecologist, you know? That's because I do believe it is a biological thing.
Like, I just couldn't. And I've even tried to be sort of objective and go, what is it about that makes me...
Because it is weird looking.
...so incredibly obsessed at all times.
Yeah, what is it? So did you figure it out?
I can't. It's just...
Boy, these unsolved mysteries.
There's just a spot in me that's like, this is what you're into. Mm.
So you're saying you couldn't even pretend to be a gay guy to get your... gay best friend to show you.
Yeah, I mean, it also tells you very much that, you know, that is in a guy as much as it's in, you know what I mean?
Or it's not. Like, if it's not, then right. It isn't.
He's but biologically gay the same way I'm biologically hetero right. Is my point, I guess.
There isn't a choice to be made. It's
right,
just,
I did,
know,
yeah, right. Right.
Sarah Jessica Parker once said that she loves the smell of diapers. She says, I even like when they're wet and you smell them all warm like a baked good.
Okay.
It's again, these are TMI stories.
All right.
I mean, we all agree. So far, so good, right? Except for the Shailene Woodley one.
Have you ever showed your woman area to a gay guy just for, like, Scott ever say, let me have a look at that?
No.
Let me just get a look at you.
I cannot say that I have done that.
You haven't.
And I probably wouldn't. I just don't want to
show that
to anybody.
If Scott asked you nicely,
no,
you'd say no.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I have no...
Is it because you're friends with each other?
It's not because of that. It's because I just don't want to. I don't want to.
Are you afraid he'd write jokes about it?
I don't want to.
He would.
I'm sure he would. I'm less concerned about the jokes than I am just about this in general, being in that position where here's me showing you. No, I'm not doing it. It's a hard no. Ricky Martin admitted that he's into... can I say Golden Shower?
You could say, you know, he enjoys.
He's into lemonade.
Yeah, there you go.
In the shower, specifically. He says, it's like so sexy, you know, the temperature of your body, the shower water is very different.
Yeah, but we heard from someone who knows all about this and it's supposed to go in there.
Yeah, I don't, but that guy is his own thing.
Oh.
And this sounds like he doesn't care. It, you know, it's ha 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 because you're in the shower and you just rinse it off anyway, right?
Oh, okay.
Throwing your lemonade.
But it's not actually lemonade, so to speak.
I remember I saw his junk once.
Ricky Martin's?
Yeah. We did an interview. Why? He came into the studio and did an interview and I was in the bathroom and I'm like, I'm going to take a look. We were both side by side and I'm like, how often do I get to see a celebrity's thing? I 100%
do not remember ever interviewing Ricky Martin.
Yeah, a long time.
Are you sure this is not some other show that you worked on?
Nope. Because I had to give a full report to our boss, John Peek at the time.
I wanted to know the dimensions.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Very nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Well proportioned.
Okay.
Did we talk about it on the air?
I'm sure we did. Yeah. Mm. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I came back right away.
How could you not? That's the only thing, like, there's your breaking news for the day.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I just left the urinal, and I saw something none of you have seen anyway.
Right. Ricky Martin's huge.
I wonder if, let's say a lesbian friend of yours said the same as Lea Michele, was like, Maddie,
I've never
on
really,
the show. But Maddie, I've never really seen up close a man area. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind just letting me turn a light on it and have a look.
I'd want to be a little stimulated first. I don't want her to be disappointed.
So wait, because that is the question. Would you want it to be fully stimulated or just partially, like soft on?
Just fluffy.
I would say fully, so they get the full, like, this is really me. Oh, this is me.
And then sure, that's really point, is, aren't you really like, the other way?
Is, I'm fully, the flag is all yeah. the way risen to the top of the tower.
And if they're like, oh.
No, well, I don't think that that, I'm sure.
Then you swing for the fences and say, friend, well, it's out.
Oh, you do?
Of course.
Like a hopeful.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're trying to get the lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, that was just friendly
gesture. I thought
this
was supposed to be a friendly gesture. Yeah. Why do you have to make it creepy? Sorry to our lesbian listeners. Maddie's going to try, you know, if you want to have a look, he's going to want more.
Interesting, though. So you'd be all, hold
swing
on.
For the fences.
I'm going to.
Well, okay. This is what I got going on. So, I mean, like we've gotten this far. Did you want to try some other
Wasn't
stuff?
Wasn't one of John's best friends a lesbian for a while there?
She's still a lesbian.
Well, you know what I mean. Like she's in your, she's not in your life anymore, is she?
She is. She was going to come to John's birthday party.
Oh.
She, last time we saw her was at his 50th. And then we were going to see her at his 60th. And then, yeah. But she's got a kid, so we see pictures all the time. And
if she asked to see him, would you put up any arguments as a wife of the guy who's being... put on display.
If I was asked about it, I'd be like, nah, I don't want you to. Just because I feel like that's the right answer. If I found out that it had happened, she is like a determined lesbian. Like there's no, I'm not worried that she's like pretending to
no,
be a
I
lesbian
understand.
To
I
get
was just
close
curious
to John.
If there'd be any kind of like, hey,
like,
no.
Nah, I feel like you can have some other friends of yours show you okay. stuff. If you're asking me. But okay. if you guys, if I found out,
it
I'd be like.
It already happened.
Yeah,
all right,
I
fine.
Know, whatever. I mean, you guys aren't going to leave your partners for each other, are you? Because John's junk is so impressive. You're like, well, so much for the lesbianism.
He turned me.
Yeah. You want one more?
Yeah.
We've heard this one too, I believe. You remember when baby wipes, like there weren't just baby wipes. It was like. The flushables that were everywhere all
Someone
the time.
Someone put it out there. I don't know how it made the news cycle or whatever, but I absolutely thought that's smart. I agree. I don't want to be dirty. Mm. And it sort of changes the idea of like, this is why I don't want to go to the bathroom at work. If I can clean myself completely, I might feel more likely to go. But that whole like paper on skin isn't.
Well, in the end,
it's not how you get clean.
People, you know, the people who work down at the water treatment plant were like, you guys have to stop doing this.
I know.
These are they don't break down
they
and they're clogging
the
everything. They have to go in the trash. And if you, so you can still use them,
but you got to throw them in your trash.
But then there they are in your trash. And then, yeah. So Terrence Howard, you know, from
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle, yes. But there's also a show, The Empire.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Empire. Terrence Howard, he won't date a woman who doesn't use baby wipes after going to the bathroom because she's not completely clean. That was a requirement for him.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Just too much information, that's all.
Well, I mean,
by the way, this is a BuzzFeed thing and there's like 100 of these, so you go look.
When you just meet someone, I don't think you're actually checking their cleanliness routine. Maybe he is.
Maybe. Maybe he, but I don't want to go into it.
Right.
I have more to say, but I'm going to do the right thing. What's coming up, Ben? For once.
The Toy Hall of Fame and more after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
You have to stop the world. Oh, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night for her Eras Tour. Unbelievable. We have your chance to win. All you have to do is listen to us on the free Odyssey app. Listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at the final stop on the Eras Tour in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and a two-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are grateful for the energizing enthusiasm they see from our neighbors and nonprofits in the Bay Area cities where they live and work. Visit FremontBank.com to discover more. Here's what's happening. I'm seeing rain possible, but as I look out of Studio 9 onto the San Francisco skyline, while there's a few clouds, I don't see the rain they're talking about.
It is looking beautiful out there.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah. What
are we talking about? It's windy.
Temperatures?
In the 60s. Okay. Low 60s is where we've been, but it's crazy. We hit that turn point. All of a sudden, I had to change. I have this a summer quilt. That's on my bed normally. Mm. It's just a little quilt. Light.
Little light quilt, yeah.
And there's a point where I'm laying in bed going, yikes, what's happening? I got to turn. Mm. It turned and I got to switch the bedding out.
What do you do for the winter bedding?
I have a...
like a down comforter.
A duvet, like a down duvet. You say comforter, but if it's a duvet cover, then you'd call that a duvet, right?
I don't really know. I think they might be kind of the same thing.
Well, a duvet is what goes over top of the comforter.
I thought that was just called a duvet cover.
Yeah, me too. I'm torn. I don't know. But anyway, yes, I have a
we'll sort it
a
out.
Really nice down comforter or duvet, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's got a nice, like, you know, plain cover on it, like a resto thing that I got because I went.
I used to switch out my laundry on my bed, but now I just always have all of it. So that
because you have a freezing room in the middle of summer.
My room is freezing, but then all of a sudden I'm too hot, so I need to be able to throw some layers off and then pull them back on one at a time. Four layers. A sheet, a blanket, a quilt, and a duvet or
a
comforter.
Okay.
It's so fluffy though. Like you can lay on my bed and you like sink down before you hit the mattress. It's so nice. Oh,
All right. Well, anyway. Rain possible, but the weather's turned. That's the point I was making. I get up in the morning too, and I you walk to the go number one, and you're like,
my feet are cold. Right? It's sweater weather.
I don't wear clothes to bed other than some underwear, so I'm cold until I get
just
stuff
you and
on
your panties.
Me and my panties. That's
tell
right.
me more about that.
Well, I don't like to have a shirt on. It twists on me, and I get pissed off at it.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I still continue to wear it. I don't know. I just don't want to be nude from the panties up.
Well, you've got big giant cans. I don't have
do
that.
Do I?
I mean, yeah. I mean, come on. So is that it? You just want to be covered?
I don't know what it is.
All
right. I really want to have a top on of some kind.
Here's what's happening, everyone. Okay. By the way, in the immortal words of Will Jordan, have some sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. It's just like everything about that is wrong and yet so right.
If you're missing the joke, you can go back and listen to the podcast. Yeah.
The 6 o'clock in the morning podcast. It's a good time.
A round of sausage.
Like a round of sausage.
Can I hear his...
Love that it makes Vinny laugh.
He knows. Because he knows, because the guy, it's the sound of someone recognizing that they've blown it.
Oh. It's his own review of self. It's what we've all had that moment.
Will, treat
some
yourself.
Some of us way more than others, I admit. But everybody knows that feeling where you just go, did I just? I did just.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. The puzzle actually solved to give yourself a round of applause.
That's just one of those, like,
treat yourself.
It translates
a round
to
of
you
sausage.
Stupid, dumb, right. Dummy.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
He sounds he sounds like a Chicagoan. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
God, that's too great. Thank you, Will Jordan.
Thank you, Will.
That's from a Wheel of Fortune on Monday night, you said?
Yeah.
The best.
People are calling
thing
it
ever.
The best wrong answer of all time.
All right. This is one of those stories.
You cannot get enough of this one.
I love it.
All right.
It's hard being a parent these days.
Yeah.
not just because kids are difficult.
But they are.
A mom in rural Georgia got arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town alone. They live less than a mile away.
That's fine. I think that's fine. Was it in the middle of the night?
Her name is Brittany Patterson, and her son's name is Soren.
Why is she in trouble?
I'm getting there.
All right. has to be something going on
he
here.
He actually just turned 11 the other day. They have a farm outside the small town of Mineral Bluff near the Tennessee border. Only a few hundred people live there. And back on October 30th, Brittany took her other kid to a doctor's appointment. Every parent knows this. What am I supposed to do with the other kid? I got to go do this. This one's sick. This one's, you know, so you're dealing.
Right.
You're juggling. You're figuring it out. So Brittany took her other kid to a doctor's appointment and thought Soren was playing in the woods on their farm. But he'd actually decided to walk to town without telling anyone.
Oh.
So he's gone rogue, but he's walking. He didn't steal the family car.
He's not even on a bike.
Or a tractor or whatever they've got.
Right. Maybe there's a nice little path through the woods that gets you to downtown.
A random woman saw him on the side of the road walking where the speed limit's only 35. And she said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yep." She called the cops anyway. Why ask then? What are you asking for? Like, the kid told you he's okay.
Yeah.
But that answer wasn't. What if he'd said, "Nope"? Then would you have not called the cops, or you would have called?
Yeah. No, she was going to call the cops. Yeah. Why talk to him? Just call the cops.
Right.
Oh my God. A child somewhere in the world without being attended to by his helicopter.
Brittany got a call from police letting her know they'd picked him up. They said he could have been hit by a car or kidnapped, but she didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah, because it isn't.
She says he's plenty mature enough. She gave him a talking to at home and thought that was, you know, done. But later that night, the cops showed up and arrested her. They cuffed her in front of her three kids. They charged her with reckless conduct and released her on $500 bail. Then Child Services came out the next day for a welfare check.
Oh, my God. He's 10 years old.
They ended up suggesting the 11, actually. He's 11. They ended up suggesting the charges might be dropped if she agreed to sign something that said another adult would be a safety person and keep an eye on Soren when she's not home. She'd also have to put an app on his phone to track his location. She refused and hired a lawyer instead, and a group called the National Association of Parents launched a GoFundMe to help with legal bills.
Good.
So that she can fight this. If the state of Georgia decides to pursue charges, Brittany could face a $1,000 fine and a year in jail over the kid walking, they say, a mile into town.
I pray to the God I do not believe in that this lady wins whatever happens here, because honestly, how are our kids ever supposed to learn anything about how to deal with situations and be independent? And like when I was 10 years old, I never saw my parents during the day. All summer long, I was gone and I had adventures. There was danger. I handled snakes. We had snapping turtles and almost got drowned by Charlie down the street. I'm having a childhood. There was a little country store called Country Convenience, and it was 1 mile from the house, like exactly a mile. And I walked to that store every time I had 15 cents to buy a candy bar. If I could scrounge 15 cents out of the couch, I would begin walking to Country Convenience, and no one was going to take that away from me. Actually, I probably didn't even walk. I just got on my bike. I rode my bike everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed for that lady.
Well, it sounds like they're...
How old do you think a kid has to be just, like, left at the house? If you're going off and, like, if you've got an 8-year-old and you're taking your 5-year-old, is 8 years old too young?
It's hard. Like, that's hard to say. I would say no, depending on the kid. But if it were me and I had to...
It does depend on the kid, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, your kid goes right over the wall and into the woods and
you have to hide matches trouble from them. Right.
I mean, then you got a problem, but... I do feel like, yeah, most situations you can go, I'm locking the door, sit tight,
yep,
watch a show, here's some food, here's a show,
right,
and
you know my number.
Here's the phone, and I'll be back in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel like that's okay? I do. But I also am a guy who let my kid go into Target while I was sat in the parking lot, and people called in and said, you're nuts.
Right, and she was 10-year-old.
Yeah.
That was just this year, right?
Yeah, that was just this year.
No,
I don't always do it at Target, although our Target is, it's not the city. Yeah. I live in...
It's a sweet little gentle target.
It's a little gentle target. But I also want her to go into the store and be able to buy things. So I will give her my card and say, here's what... The other day I go, here's what I need you to do. She'd come with me to get some things and then we were at Knob Hill. And I go, I need you to go get Bisquick so I can make your sister some pancakes. Oh. Mm-hmm. So here's the card. It's in the middle aisles. It's on in the baking section on the bottom shelf in a yellow box.
Go. Bisquick.
She comes back out 10 minutes later and goes, did you mean pancake mix on the, it's in a yellow, it's in a, and I go, nope, come here with me.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
And I walked her into the baking place and I walked her into the middle aisles and I pointed down to exactly what I described and I said, that. And she goes, oh, I didn't find that. I go, did you look in the middle aisles, in the front, on the bottom shelf?
But did she find the one where all you have to do is add the milk and then shake it up?
Yeah, but it's in a different place. Oh. That one's in it's like over by the oatmeal. Oh. And the baking goods is what I sent her anyway. It was one of those moments where I was like, all right, well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Following directions.
I like that. It's hard. She should have grabbed that other one and you would have like learned the joys of not having to measure. You just pour in the milk till it gets to the line on the thing. Shake it. Pour out your pancakes. It's good.
That's what you do?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Especially if I have a bunch of people I gotta make pancakes for.
All right. I just get the yellow box.
I'm with you.
It's the easiest thing in the world. It's like it's milk, an egg, and I do a splash of vanilla.
Oh.
And you're done.
I put in a little bit of baking powder and a little bit of an acid, like a lemon. Squeeze a lemon onto it and it bubbles up and it makes it like really light, fluffy.
Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
That's a move?
That's the key.
It's not just lemon. Lemon and baking powder. Powder, not soda. Tiny bit of baking powder, squeeze a lemon on top of it. It's a science experiment inside your pancakes. It goes and then you mix it in and start pouring them out.
I don't know about this.
So good. Light, fluffy, lemony.
By the way, you know how we did it? This is a good thing for you to chime in on.
Okay.
You know how we did some backyard work?
Yeah.
And we ended up with a hot tub?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, unbeknownst to us, all this time, we've had something known as a pineapple guava tree. You ever heard of this?
No. Pineapple and guava?
It's...
Or is it a type of guava? A pineapple guava?
I guess it's a type of guava.
Okay.
So it's a little green golf ball sized thing.
Oh, with little stabby sides on it?
No.
Okay.
Just a little green golf ball sized thing. So Christina goes, that tree, she even said, ask Sarah about this. Does she know about this? And I went, But she goes, taste this. And she cuts this little green golf ball sized thing.
You grew in your yard.
That's off the tree in the yard that we've never seen before in our life.
Oh, it was like revealed by the removal of the other stuff?
No, this is just the first time it's given fruit. Kind of like that. Ours are a little lighter colored. She cuts it open and spoons the meat out and puts it in my mouth. And it was the tastiest fruit I've had in ages.
Oh, my God.
It says pineapple guava?
Never seen it. It says pineapple guava. Robert, trees of joy.
That's what we got.
Incredible.
It's so delicious.
And what do you scoop that?
I don't know.
Meat? You scooped all those seeds and stuff into your mouth?
Yep.
She scoops it right out. Now, what are you going to do? Put in smoothies and stuff?
I don't know. We just found it. But she spooned it right into my face. And she goes, tell me what you think of that. And I go, that is so tasty. What is that? And she goes, I think we have a pineapple guava tree.
And it takes, so this is just the first time it's ever given off
fruit. Wow. And there's a bunch of them out there.
Oh boy.
There it is. That's it. All right.
Guys,
well, anyway,
got them on a cutting board.
I had no idea, but we got this thing and they're really good. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, go in the Target app and screenshot what you want her to buy. Well, I actually wanted her to just be
for it
independent
for it.
And handle it. I didn't realize I was asking for her to be kidnapped. I really didn't. My stepdaughter, says 925, used to run the streets.
Yeah.
In Ripon when we used to live there.
Where's Ripon?
I don't R-I-P-O-N.
Mm. Ripon, California?
I would have this to check in every few hours. She had a timer that let her know to come home. but let kids be kids.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Fiowa tree. They taste like Starburst. They do taste incredible.
Oh.
Oh, now people are writing in. Pineapple guavas are amazing.
I got to get a pineapple guava tree.
You can't believe it. Like, you taste it. I'm looking at this little green golf ball sized thing. I'm like, eh.
Right.
Spoonful of heaven. I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Please do.
Oh my God. Pineapple guavas known as Fijoas. Fijoa. In New Zealand. They're delicious.
Oh.
They're best if you don't eat the skin, but it is edible. Yeah, we didn't eat the skin. She spooned it out like you would do an avocado.
Yeah, it kind of looks, I don't know, it sort of reminded me of like a kiwi, but not as dark of a seed.
Listen to this. Also, the flower tastes like bubble gum. You can eat them too.
Oh, those flowers are beautiful. They look at the chunky little flowers.
I didn't, you know, when she said, we have this tree out there, I go, where is it? She goes, well, you know, over by the, and I go, no, where?
So this is a tree you've never seen in your yard. How big is it?
I've seen it, but I just didn't know.
It's sort of an established bush in your yard?
It's just not outstanding. What can I say?
But you're keeping it, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if this is what's going to come from the thing.
Incredible.
A round of sausage.
That has nothing to do with this.
Talk about tastes and round things.
Okay. I don't understand that one, but
oh. 707 says Finn needs to actually go explore his backyard. Yeah, I don't go out there that much.
Yeah.
It's the missus's her domain. I just
Well, you go out there now because you got a hot tub now.
Because
you
I'm
go
a hot
with that yesterday.
Guy. No. No,
hot tub
I had
today.
Guitar, and then I had to take Edie to check out her new gymnastic teacher.
Oh.
We're doing gymnastics now. I'm going to be taking that kid to gymnastics on Tuesday nights from 5 to 6.
Oh, well, sounds convenient.
It's so late in the night for me. I mean, would you have agreed to that?
Those days are long past. I don't even like to think about that stuff. I think all the things you do for your kids. Oh. I'm like, oh my God.
Ripon is in the UK.
Oh.
It's where Downton Abbey people would go.
It's also a city in California.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. So it's one of those. It's either in the UK or it's here in California. Looks like they've got a nice water park with a climbing wall. Oh, looks like river people.
Okay. You know, river people.
You know, those rocky banks. You know, when you go to the river, you ever go to the...
Like they wear short pants?
Like clam diggers? Yeah, like that.
Barefoot with short pants.
Sure. It's just like a rocky shore of a river in Ripon.
They carry a stick?
It's a Ripon River.
All right.
I don't know.
River people.
Yeah.
Trash me.
Shaboozy, Brittany, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.